Welcome to the Do You Get podcast.
Because I don't think they get.
Actually, but do they get?
No, they don't get. Do you get that they don't get?
They
that
don't get that they don't get.
No,
they
don't get this
philosophy.
They don't get it. You don't get it. If you don't get it, forget about it.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Do You Get podcast. And this is Florence.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. Oh, my gosh, I'm blushing.
Why are you giving bedroom voice? This is because McKenna is there.
Yeah, I will get to my bedroom. So I have to set the scene.
Hey, baby girl.
Yeah. You guys, Florence is just jealous that she's alone recording here with this sexy girl from Kenya. Yeah. Hi guys, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. It's me, it's Simi. Today, clearly you can see we have two special guests.
They can't see because they're listening. They can't see. Okay.
You can see with your heart.
Exactly. Thank you, McKenna.
Anytime.
Period. So we have two special guests who are friends of mine. McKenna has actually been on this podcast before. She was on our second episode.
She's our first guest.
Every time I cannot come on this podcast, we have to put that out there so that you know that she's special.
And then yeah, listen to that episode.
Period. Please, you guys, moving forward, I actually can't say period again. It's getting too much.
It's too much.
Like, it's starting to even annoy me.
Good, because it's annoying.
And clearly, as you can hear from this person's voice, my biggest hope is on this podcast. My biggest data. That I've known for too long. I don't know why.
See me, I feel like it's time for us to part ways because you've been my life.
And then you never see each other again.
It's been too long.
I agree.
Actually, we have Onyeka on this podcast. You guys actually have to give God all the glory that Onyeka has graced us with our presence.
Stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just said, let me just have mercy on you guys and just like,
we appreciate.
Wow.
Because it's like, so many other people were calling me. I was like, let me try, you know, yeah. Sometimes you just do things for your fans. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for giving back.
You're welcome. It's what I do.
Okay. So, Onyeka, McKenna.
Hi.
I mean, hello. We can't already introduce you guys, but I guess introduce yourselves a little.
McKenna, you can go first. Okay. Thank you.
We know best comes last, so I'll set it up for you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Number one fan. Hi, guys. My name is McKenna. I've been on the podcast before. I'm a college student, senior year, excited to dip, not gonna lie. Not excited for adulthood, but we'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Kenya, and I'm just trying to live life, you know, try not to block my blessings. And I love friendship. Shout out to friendship.
Hallelujah.
And that's about it. That's all you need to know.
Thank God.
Don't look any further.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Onyeka, take it away.
Hi, everyone. My name is Onyeka Okafor.
I wish you guys...
That was great. But...
This girl wins.
Hi, guys.
That is crazy.
Your last name is...
Why are you interrupting my introduction?
Oh, sorry.
I feel like I shouldn't even be introducing myself.
No, please go on, please. I'm very eager to hear about
it. Most people don't introduce themselves. I feel like you guys should introduce me.
Sorry.
But, you know, let me just do it.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Onyeka Okafor.
Your last name is Okafor.
Yeah.
Are you Chika's sister?
Who is Chika?
I'm dying,
bro. Chika is my sister.
Of course.
We are twins.
You're twins.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for coming.
You're welcome. I feel like that's all everybody knows. We are still working on the background. I don't know, you know, right now. We're working on it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm moving into the next section of the podcast, which is the blind leading blind, which where we receive dilemmas from people. And today, one of our own people here has a dilemma.
It feels like I always have a dilemma.
Because you have many problems. That's the issue.
It's fine. That's what we're here
Simi,
for.
Simi, you have to be your podcast very soon because...
Okay, my issues are coming. Pending.
Get excited.
Okay. My issue is that... I went to New Jersey on Friday, came back today, and I'm here on this podcast. You people should give me a round of applause because I feel like I deserve it. Anyways, I went to this. I came down from my plane at the airport, and then I just met this 50-year-old. I don't know if he's 50-year-old, but this man tried to. This man, I don't know how old he is, but he has gray hair, inshallah. He was like, it feels like I've seen you before. I started having this one kind conversation with me. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. But it's like, he made me give him my number, and I didn't want to do that. But also, I didn't know how to say, like, no, you know, I'm not interested, get out. Mm-hmm. I think my dilemma is, how do people respond to people that you don't want, like, first of all, coming to you and asking you? Because it's, like, it's kind of scary. Because people will say, oh, don't give him your number. My friend will say, don't give him your number. But, like, that's kind of scary because what if he comes and slaps me? What would I do?
Yeah.
What would I do?
Slap.
Onyeka, it happens. I swear.
Those are like genuinely. So typically, when you say no, I'm not giving you a number, they will slap you.
It's not that rare, Onyeka, for real.
No, because it's scary, and it's like I was there by myself, and like my ride was not there yet, so it's not as if I could be like, oh, I'm good, bye bye, like, my ride is here.
Was it during the day or at night?
It was getting dark. It was around 5, so 5 is getting dark already. And I mean, I was not the only one there, but like I was so like, I don't want to have this conversation. Why is it that it's always people that age that comes up to me? Why can't they just be like this young, handsome, good-looking person? Because I just feel like, what the heck? You know, I watch all this Korean drama and I'm just like, why can't I just bump into some cool guy in a suit? And it's this man. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. If you want to have a conversation, like, that's fair enough that you're toasting me. That's a good thing. But I don't want to get your number. And I don't know how to say no.
So is your dilemma like
topical? How do you respond? Like, not how do you say no, but like, how do you respond to that kind of situation where it feels like you're cornered? Is it okay for me to just give them my number and then just not respond when they text me and block them?
I feel like that's okay. If you can't say no. Wait, sorry, Makena, you were talking.
No, I want to hear your sage wisdom first.
So I was saying, like, I feel like if you can't say no, then that's fine. You can just block the person. But I typically just say, oh, I don't give my number to strangers. Bye.
And they leave you alone.
The end. Yeah.
The end. We're done.
Yeah. I feel like I've never really felt cornered. So I don't know. Maybe that's why I can't really relate.
I always lie. I think lie. Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, like one person, the one that happened in Nigeria, they were like, oh, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I'm visiting. I don't have a Nigerian number. But this man was very persistent. I was like, okay, if you have iMessage, I can use iCloud. I said, So some people are crazy like that, but me, I always lie. Like, I told him, I don't have a Nigerian number. I don't have an American one. Sorry. I will phone Maxi on top so you can just leave me. Leave me in peace. But whenever I say that, they say I follow, except that guy that said, oh, iCloud, iMessage. And what I give him
the iMessage.
Oh my God. I give the iMessage and I block him. It's easy. It's actually easy. And then sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't really give him my number. Then they'll be like, oh, can I have your Instagram? Call it, I will block you. It's just.
Yeah, Sarah, I don't have social media, so I'm just like, oh, yeah, I don't have. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not easy for me to lie. That's one
thing. I'm a liar. I like lying. So
like some of us don't. Some of us are honest people to me.
Sorry.
Exactly. We are people of integrity. Yeah.
I too, as a fellow liar.
Exactly.
I feel like if you're feeling cornered, and it's also because I'm sure for some people you could give your number, but that's still not enough. Exactly. They're still trying to chat. They want to know where you're going. Like, where
if you don't want, you don't want.
Yeah. I know, so for me, it's like, oh, now I have a boyfriend. So my boyfriend is coming to pick me up.
Do you know, I almost said that. He was like, oh, are you here to visit your boyfriend? And then he said something, hope you're a good girl. What does that even mean?
That guy crazy. That's not correct.
I was like, oh, I'm very sorry. I guess what? He was a Yoruba man.
What's that? What are you coming? Don't do that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do
that. That was your cousin. Leave your mom in. That's my uncle. Cousin, not my uncle.
Yeah, honestly, so, I feel like I would just go with the lie because the thing about the truth is if it complicates your security. See, that's the main thing. If it's your security and your safety, that's the issue. I just go with the lie. But I too wish I could just say the truth. I'm just, you know, out here by myself. And I'd like it if you could just go away. But that's a pipe dream for me. That's how it feels to me. So
yeah. If you don't want to lie, just give them your number and then block them. Simple and short.
Yeah. And sometimes I just give them my brother's number, but I had to stop doing that because I felt bad.
He's getting annoyed.
I don't know if I ever actually texted him. Because you know sometimes they actually want to call the number there and then.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what happened to me because I was going to give them another number, but
I would say give them a fake number and say your phone is broken, and then if they go,
but I was holding my phone.
No, but say it's broken, you can't take calls.
Oh, yeah, my
phone. I haven't paid my bill.
Not good to lie. That's why Jesus said,
bro, that's actually a good one. You say, I haven't paid my phone bill.
I haven't paid my phone bill.
You now say, let me pay for you.
Yeah, so give me the money.
And but see, it'll take time to process. Exactly. It's not like you can pay it on the spot and it'll work.
So if you want to pay for my phone bill, you can.
Or if you want to get really deep, they make apps where you generate a phone number.
I saw that on TikTok.
So it's like, it's not real, but they can call you on it. I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
You press a button, it gives you a phone number, and then it will work for a limited amount of time. So if you give it to someone and they call you on the spot, it will ring on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can, like, discard it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
That's crazy.
We live in hard times. This is a necessary application.
I need that.
That was very innovative.
That's one thing that's the type of thing that, like, deters me from, like, clubs and things like that when just weird people trying to approach you. And I just, this is what I want like a handsome man in a suit.
Why
a core
exactly? Why suit?
Because I've been watching K drama, leave me alone.
I think you need to go to like a suit shop and find your man.
Shop.
You need to no at a suit shop. Shop. You need to go work at a suit shop. You need to like
my actually
to buy a man because
they look so cool. They look so cool. They look so cool. That suit looks so clean. And then they'll now do their hair like this.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, so are you looking for a Korean man?
No. No. I want that energy, that vibe. Okay.
I see.
Now we're moving to the next section of the podcast.
Have we helped you? Do you feel helped?
I feel like the app is actually a very good suggestion. I might have to download that and keep that for future reference.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hot cake.
It's not.
Yeah,
just kind of rolling the punches.
Yeah,
and then one day your husband can scare them off himself.
Yep.
And
Your husband has to learn how to fight.
In a suit.
In a suit.
Imagine.
Okay. Anyways, the next session of the podcast called If You Don't Get It. Forget about it.
Super fans.
I think why did you follow through?
I'm sorry. I just felt like nervous and overwhelmed. I felt like, wow. Like, you know, I'm a fan, so like it was like, whoa, this is crazy.
It was a lot for you, I understand. It was a lot for me too. It was a lot for me too.
Okay, Onyeka, are you ready?
Yes.
If you don't get it,
forget about it. That was a good one.
Thank you.
I like the spin that you made on it. This is a VIP. EVIP. Extremely. Oh no, that's not good English.
Extremely, forget it.
Oh God. Anyways, in this episode, we're having a part two of our series. I don't know if it's part two or just the second episode of our series called Why Are You Shouting? And our two beautiful guests today are going to talk to us about unemployment.
First of all, can I just say that, wow, the fact that we've known each other for how long? Florence, we just met, but I just expected more from you still. Because of all the episodes you could be you thought was fit for me.
We said, we're going to talk about unemployment. Who would be from?
Onyeka and Makena.
Not the value of friendship.
Makena is exactly. How to maintain a long friendship is unemployment.
We'll call you back. Don't worry. We'll call you back. You're coming back.
We'll call you back for I made six figures in my 20s.
Exactly.
That'll be you.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Be expecting that episode, guys.
Anyways, and yeah, we're going to talk about all about unemployment. And the first question I'm just going to put out there is that, in your opinion, what do people feel like are some myths about unemployment or related to unemployment? Let's start small.
Some myths.
Suppose that unemployed people are lazy, which is something my family members would definitely subscribe to.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think when people think unemployed, they always think it's a choice.
Like, yeah.
You are the one that doesn't want to find a job.
Say that we're Gen Z.
Yeah. So I think, what Makena says makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that plays a role to an extent. But I think to another extent, I feel like I'm learning that I am actually lazy.
Wow. Dude, she's come to. This is a real fact. Okay.
Because I had to like really actually reflect. Like, I have been applying and stuff, but I feel like, you know, there's a balance. Like, it's like I have been doing stuff, but there's more I could do.
Right. So,
What do you feel like there is more? Like, what do you feel like you could do more?
Like, I feel like I study computer science, and it's very based on what you can do and not necessarily your grades. So I feel like I could have been, like when I graduated, I could have been working on like projects to beef up my skills, because like the tech industry is very saturated right now. Mm. So I feel like in order to actually get a job, I have to be able to do the job. Like, that involves working on projects and stuff. I feel like because I had an internship, I thought that I could, you know, that was enough. But the tech industry moves very fast. You have to stay relevant. You have to stay up to date. So that's what I'm learning. Never get comfortable. Mm-hmm. But also, unemployed people are not necessarily lazy. Mm. It's a balance.
See philosophy that she's giving us. She understood the philosophy.
Philosophy, babe.
Just
easy. You guys should have paid me, but you know, it's fine. I'll just do charity.
See, we will pay you, but we don't have money. This podcast makes $0 per episode.
For now. When you guys blow, remember me, please. Thank you.
No worries.
No, you remember us when you blow up.
What?
I don't understand what you said.
No, you said blow up.
Word.
I thought I was the one who was misunderstood.
No, you are the one who misunderstood.
Yeah, Makenna, you are misunderstood. I don't understand what you said.
When Onyeka blows up.
Yeah.
That's what you said, blows up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I thought I was confused. I forgot.
Never mind. Okay. The next question is, do you people feel any sort of pressure? I don't know, for maybe society or family or whoever, to kind of hurry up and get a job or anything like that.
I don't feel pressure from, maybe it's because I'm not on social media, I'm not on anything. It's just my family. I just go to church. So it's chill. the only pressure that I feel is probably just me wanting money, me wanting to make income. But I don't even feel pressured about that, because
why not? This is an interesting, because Sim is always thinking about money. Oh,
I love money. Everybody in this listens podcast.
I like money. I like money too, and I'm ready to make it. But I don't feel pressure.
You don't feel pressure to find a job, but you don't feel pressure to make money, or both.
How will I make money if I don't have a job?
Yeah, but. I mean, because you say you like money, but you don't feel pressure. So are you saying you don't necessarily, you like money, but you don't feel the need to make it?
I like money,
but you might not feel any pressure to work towards having the money.
Do you get what I mean? The need, I feel the need and I'm working towards it, but it's not a pressure. I'm just focusing on building those skills and focusing
That's
on
good.
Doing what I'm supposed to do, but without pressure.
What skills are you building now?
Just beefing up on my coding skills, you know. Do you want me to get into the nitty-gritty of it?
You can.
Yeah, I'm just working on projects that will make me a better programmer, Python and so on and so forth.
Okay.
That's very beautiful.
Do you think the reason you don't feel pressure is because you're already working towards a goal? Do you think you would have felt pressure if you weren't doing anything?
Maybe
therapy.
I guess I don't really get pressure. I don't know. Maybe not. I'll get back to you on that. I have to
okay. Therapy session.
I know you're still in school, but you're a senior, and most people look for jobs in their senior so that when they graduate, they graduate with a job or ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you feel any fear or pressure that I might graduate without a job offer, and then how do you, navigate that?
I feel pressure 100%.
Okay.
I feel if I graduate without a job, then I fail. Which is, and it's very much a personal thing.
Okay.
And I've realized, and I've reflected, and I've seen that it's mostly the pressure is coming from me, because other family members and family friends who have graduated from colleges in the US or just anywhere, they have had their own journey with like those who are still in their 20s. Mm-hmm. So they've graduated maybe at most 5 years ago. And they've just had their own journeys, and family members are very, you're finding yourself and your friend. But for me, it's I need to go. Which is a weird thing. I don't really know where all that is coming from, but I definitely feel that. And I think it's also it is me comparing myself to other people a lot. Even I have stayed off socials because they've all become a bit too draining. But it's just I have this vivid picture of me graduation day, and I don't know if they'll do this, but it's we walk by and they say so and so will work at la 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 la.
They don't do that.
Small school though, because the three of us went to big school.
Attended a graduation in your school?
No, I haven't. This is just
I don't think that's normal. Maybe.
And then it's
just she's still figuring it out.
No, they'll say, and Makenna is going nowhere.
Jesus Christ.
And I think it's also because I compare myself more to the international students on my campus, a lot of who do STEM and business, a lot of who do internships during like summer of sophomore and junior year. And so a lot of whom have offers already or who are on their way to med school. I'm like, oh, me? Because I feel like in my school, there are not as many international students who are doing art subjects, which might be like an in general thing in the US, or maybe it's just in my school. But I'm like, I don't have that many points of reference for people who are non-STEM, non-business, and like what their obstacles for like job hunting are. So it's like I mostly compare myself to people who are in completely different circumstances, but because we're in the same year, I'm like, oh, but I should be on their
list. And that's about it.
So I think Makima, because you don't, like you said, you're not in like STEM or business, which is like very typical for international students anyways, and just like, it's no, not students in general, but mainly for international students. So do you feel like, like how do you navigate, do you feel alone first of all in that aspect, and like how do you, or how have you tried to kind of find that community, or is that something you're still working towards finding?
That's a very good question with a very disappointing answer.
Jesus.
Because basically, I didn't try to find a community with like international students who were in more humanities or art fields.
Okay.
I think because I was so focused like the past few years in just finding a community after the COVID year, which kind of like messed up social interactions and getting to meet people. And now that I'm at this point, I'm like, oh, now I really would value a community like that.
Right.
I found one person who international, like very into the arts and wants to do like loads of different things. And she was like, oh my gosh, we should like get together and work on projects, like our own projects, because I think she's more focused on music and like music production, video production, whereas I'm more into writing. And like food stuff.
Okay.
But she was like, oh, if we work on our own projects and just support each other. And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, yeah. And then I didn't message her.
Jesus.
So, so that one is...
But I feel like fully you can message her now.
No, I really can. And I know it's not like she... it's not deep. Like, there's no beef. And in fact, every time I see her, she'll be like, oh, yeah, we should still. And I'll be like, yeah, yeah, it's just like schoolwork. But I think it's also that thing of when you're finding a job in school, you're always having to balance two things, or at least like, I mean, even in school, you're having to balance more than one thing. It's not just school, it's school and social life and all the other things. And then to add in trying to find a job is kind of like having to juggle another thing. So I've kind of had the thing where if I let one, like if I dedicate time, more time to one, then one has to slip as a consequence. At least that's been my experience. So that's kind of stood in the way of finding that community. But I think I also don't feel alone because of people I know who are international students but don't go to my school. So like friends I've had before who are interested in those things. And then I can talk to them.
That's good. We love to see you. We love supportive friends. Shout out to that girl that reached out to you.
I'll message you one day.
Wait, but I have something to add about like the not feeling pressure, because I feel like as international students, we have like a timeline to they kick us out, but they're not going to kick me out because I started like, it, you can do, international students have the option of like starting a business, so you can. You can use that as your OPT thingy. So that's also why I don't feel as much pressure, because I have a business.
Don't do business. Your business is a business.
It's a business that I'm working on. And yeah, so I'm not like worried about being kicked out. I just have to find a job.
That's good.
Okay, go off to CEO.
That's good. But I knew you guys said, well, on your case, she doesn't feel pressure, and Makena does feel pressure, but has there been, like, I guess, an emotional impact on, like, on this journey? And, like, has it made you, like, doubt yourself, for example, or just maybe, have you ever figured out your self-worth? Let's say that. And, like,
has it been like an emotional roller coaster? And if it has, like, just talk us through how that has been for you.
It has been, yes, it has, because like I said, I got an internship and I assumed that that would be enough. So like during my senior year, I wasn't like, I was like, maybe the internship I'll be able to get a job, you know what I'm saying? But that was not the case. So like after graduation, I was like, okay, let me start applying. And then I was applying and applying and applying. I was like, oh, okay, interesting. So I think I just had to, it has just given me a chance to understand like the real world better.
Mm-hmm.
So like initially I was like, oh my gosh, why am I not getting the job? But now I've just accepted that you just have to work hard in life.
That yeah.
Not just life. So yeah. Thank you.
Anytime.
No, thank you.
And that's a wrap. Yeah, it's made me feel sad. But in a weird kind of way, because so obviously I have that thing of comparing myself to other people, and I'm like, oh, I'm not doing as well, I feel sad. But at the same time, and I also feel lucky that like I still have the cushion of still having like another semester at school. But obviously, like I can see from other people's experience, and like Onyeka, what you're saying, it's not like if I don't get a job by the end of senior year, like the world is going to explode, like I have time. But I think also I've been lucky that I have a little extra time to just kind of like consider, if I just rush into any job, what will be the long-term consequences?
Oh, baby girl.
Stop! I'm actually screaming. I think mostly because one cousin that I have, who is now in their kind of like mid or like late 20s, has spoken about how they had a lot of friends who went into kind of like data analyst roles, finance stuff, and then have now wanted to leave to pursue things that they're more passionate about. Whereas I'm used to the story where people are leaving their, I guess like, I don't know, higher earning or more stable jobs in like their 40s and 50s.
Right.
So if my cousin say that people in their mid 20s are trying to do career changes because they're not satisfied, I'm like, okay, I can get employed, which obviously like is important. I want to support myself. I want to be able to like start my career.
Yeah.
But I have time to consider like what's something that will give me longevity instead of just like ticking the box of being employed.
Right.
So as much as like the longer I am, like I don't have a job or an offer, it kind of like makes me upset. You know, I'm still trying to, I'm trying to make sure that I don't make myself even more upset once I have the job.
Exactly.
Well, that's do people think that you have to be passionate about your job? Like, do you think that you have to love what you're doing all the time?
Okay, you don't have, you shouldn't hate it, like be like, oh, I'm miserable. But some people might even have to experience that because you need money at the end of the day.
Exactly.
So maybe initially you have to do something that you don't like to be able to make enough money to do something that you actually like, or to get experience that will help you do something that you actually like. But you cannot expect to love everything or be passionate about everything that you do for the rest of your life.
I agree, and this is why I hate motivational speakers, because they lie too much. Because they're always like, you have to do what you love, so you love what you do. I mean, if you love what you do, you do what you love.
Job,
I mean,
it's not be a job or something. Yes. It's just like, whatever.
Fucking liar. Follow your passions.
Bro.
So it shouldn't be a job.
Be passionate. Quit your 9-to-5 is making you miserable. And be poor.
People that even follow their passions, it's too hard.
Exactly.
Nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. That's the one big thing that I'm learning. Like, even if there are things that I love, like I love doing every day, but it's so hard. Some days you just complain, and I'm like, am I complaining because I hate it? No, I actually love what I'm doing. But like, it's not easy. It's not easy. People think that like when you're passionate about what you're doing and you love like what you're doing, you're going to wake up and remember, ah, sunshine. Something so beautiful today. Literally. I am going and I'm passionate. Ah, but like it's really not like that. Like people aren't like, even if you're doing a job or that you're really passionate about and you love, there are days that you want to kill somebody. It's true.
Exactly.
And there are days I want to strangle somebody. No, I've been having those days.
As someone that works in the health,
that is crazy. Because I genuinely feel like the you can count, at least speaking to my friends that are working and stuff, I can count the number of people that actually love what they do. Like, the truth is, especially your first job, in a normal case scenario, your first job is not going to be your dream job. Like, I feel like you just see your first job as, okay, this will help me see what I like and what I don't like, what I can take and what I cannot take. Because,
yeah,
honestly, for me, my first job was about, like I've always said on this podcast, money. How was it? Personally, I've seen it as, okay, this is just a stepping stone to, and like now I know, okay, this I like, this I don't like, this I like, this I don't like. So I don't think anybody's first job is going to be their dream job. Personally, if anybody says they should come and fight me because they are lying, and I'm a liar too, so I know when you're lying. Stop lying.
What are you going to say?
I was just going to like say for the youngins out there, like I advise you to
you said something about healthcare, not this is that you're saying now. What were you saying? I think you asked me a question.
Oh no, I was just worried because you wanted to strangle people.
I was worried as well.
Oh no, not in a bad way, but like I was just
I get what you mean.
Frustrated with things because at my job sometimes I do stuff with insurance. Sometimes it's so frustrating the things that they do, and it's like sometimes they will ask you questions they've already asked you. Sometimes it's like just things that they make so hard and like make so inaccessible for people, and just the time it takes to do things. So I've just been frustrated with that. But like at the end of the day, like I feel like I love what I do. I love like the kinds of things that I'm like doing for people. But I don't wake up every single morning, I'm like, oh my God, sunshine. Like, oh God. Like I love what I'm doing and I love the impact of it. But like I don't wake up every day like, oh my God, I love this. I love every single thing. Like, I feel like there's always good and bad parts, and you just have to pick out the good parts and let that drive you, honestly.
Agreed.
But, I agree really heavily with what Onyeka said about, like, if you were doing what you absolutely love and what your dream is, it actually wouldn't be your job. At least the way that we have, like, jobs today. Maybe in a dream world one day, like 200 years from now, if the earth is still around, that'll be how jobs work. But there's like your job is work and it feels like work. So I feel like at least the way I'm seeing it, if I end up with a dream job, it doesn't necessarily have to be a single job or one job title, but maybe there are like numerous job titles that deal with the same skills or have the same like set of conditions. Like maybe you're like a people person. And your dream job is something where you work with people. It's not like a singular job. And then like working at a desk by yourself is the kind of job that you really wouldn't want to have. So
yeah,
that's more like what you should feel. Like I think it's also, this has been an exercise in realizing that I shouldn't pigeonhole myself, which is kind of upsetting because I feel like that's what high school does. I feel like they, especially in some like curriculums, where it's like the older you get, the less subjects you choose. And the more it's kind of like, oh, choose things that point towards one career.
Yeah.
But really, you should be opening yourself up to as many as possible. But they don't want us to thrive.
That's one thing I'll give the American school system. Yeah.
I know.
That's one thing I'll give them, that you have options. Because
you have options.
United is not like that. So.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you choose science as
commercial. Right from when you're 14. What do I know then? You know what I did? I picked everything. I had to pick, my daddy has to come to school to tell him that this girl does not know what she wants. So
I was really
because those are kids.
Like,
I was really everything. Going to speak arts. I hate maths.
My friends from Trinity, when they see me now, they're like, you're in finance. Everybody thought I was a science student. Like, because I was, I used to do everything. Like, I don't have a direction.
That's most young people don't know what they want to do.
Right.
Like, even when you get into uni, like, even how, like, you write jam, you have to pick. Makena?
That's me. No, I'm just saying that's me. But continue speaking. Yeah, exactly.
And, like, you have to write jam and pick, like, what you're going to study in uni. And when you get to uni, you cannot change. That's back home in Nigeria. And it's just like, wow, why? What's the point?
Absolutely.
So what would you guys say the realities are for, like, job search as an international student?
As an international student, there are lots of companies that don't sponsor. Like, there are companies that require this clearance, that clearance, blah, 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 blah. And just, like, I don't have all that. So your options are more limited.
Right.
But you still have stuff that you can search for. You just have to look a bit more, like, you have to be a bit more intentional about finding places that sponsor.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like maybe also a lot of people talk about how your network gets you further than more or less kind of like your skills and like your resume or anything that goes on paper. I feel like that is even more true for international students, where it really helps to have people who, you know, can tell you about jobs that maybe aren't listed or like tell you about opportunities or who are just willing to hire you because they once were also an international student with high hopes. I feel like also it's an exercise in flexibility. I really like making long-term plans and sticking to them. And the fact that I cannot kind of like make roots here because I don't know if the government will allow me to make those roots is... Yeah, it's just something that you have to take into account.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel really stressed by it. And then sometimes I kind of look out and I'm like, it's not that deep. But just because, like, I know what my circumstances are, you know? Like, I'm just aware. It's not like I'm applying for all these jobs and then on the last day of school someone will tell me, oh, because you're an international student, it works differently. Like, I'm aware of what has to be done.
Your situation.
Yeah. Believe in yourself, kids.
Period.
Hashtag believe in yourself.
Don't take advice from... Now, see, I went to a PNO. I went to a PWI, and like, what something they always say is like, oh, don't apply for all these jobs, just pick six and focus on them. and you give it your all, and you see that somebody will answer. Don't listen to those kind of people. You better apply. Literally, it was one of my professors. She was like, it was our business communications class. She was just talking about, like, you know, if you apply for too many jobs, I get what she was saying. Like, you don't give it your all because, like, you're just applying for multiple. So she was like, you know, pick like six, write the cover letter for them, and like really like prep for the interviews and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, that cannot apply for international students. I'm so sorry.
Can I even apply for domestic students? I'm struggling to.
I feel like there's probably like pressure for them. Because I feel like it's probably, I don't want to take away from their experience of how they look for jobs. Like, I don't know how it feels for them.
Yeah.
But I imagine that, at least given the school I went to, like, we had a lot of recruiters coming that didn't sponsor international students, but sponsored regular, like, domestic people. And there was a lot, like, if you went to a lot of those events, like, I feel like because the school has given that space for you to, like, network and find, like, those jobs and blah, 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 it's a bit easier. I'm not saying it's easy. I don't know what it's like for them, but I feel like it's a bit easier. And I can understand why she would say that, like, if you focus, like, prepping for, at least speaking from a business perspective, like, prepping for, like, consulting interview, like, it's not easy. So you end up wasting the way because you're always awake.
If you've not gotten the interview. Or is she saying start prepping before you?
Like, when you apply for the job, if you prep for it. Because, like, sometimes some of the companies that come, they'll be like, maybe you can just get, like I said, connect. you can just do the some companies come and do the interview while same day you apply. Like they will come in person and the recruiter will also interview you as you apply. Mm.
Are the interviews like similar? Like
it depends on the industry you're going in. Like consulting interviews as can be like they have the same like aesthetic. A marketing interview will probably be different. A finance, like proper finance, like investment banking interview is completely different because you have to do like, I don't really understand finance. Let me not see. But like the different facets of business have different ways of recruiting.
Okay.
So
yeah, I think that prepping for interview. Wait, sorry, continue what I'm saying.
Yeah, so she was just saying like, you know, because you also have to write cover letter. I hate cover letter. I don't know who invented that cover letter rubbish. But like she was just saying like, if you write 6 good cover letters, because it is, if you're applying for multiple jobs, I'm not writing a cover letter for 100 and something jobs. Okay. I'm just going to pick one cover letter and change the company name. I'm sorry. So I think that's what I think she was saying, like if you just narrow it down, you can actually give it your all for those particular companies, which makes sense. But
yeah,
please don't take that kind of advice, story or law.
Yeah, I think we need to balance it because on one hand, don't just be applying. Like, because you need to see that, okay, if I'm getting rejected and rejected and rejected, there's a reason why I'm getting rejected. Mm-hmm. So I need to beef up my resume or something. But also, you can't just focus on 6 because...
Yeah.
And with this job market, in this economy.
Literally. Oh, my junior year, I think I used to apply for 5 jobs a week. I had to sit myself down, be like, what is wrong? 5 jobs a week is crazy. Like, you're just sitting out the same thing over and over again.
It's crazy.
I couldn't balance it, so I had to stop. I gave up because I was just getting rejected. We wake up in the morning, rejected. Like, you'll be wondering, am I that bad?
I've learned, like, you shouldn't take all these things personally. It's your resume that they are rejecting.
Honestly.
Just make a better resume.
That's a good point.
You should be a coach.
You should. So what are you guys nervous about for your future?
How can you ask me that question?
I'm sorry. What are you nervous about? Onyeka, I just go come and collect it.
What can I say? I think it's just like a matter of knowing that if I keep on doing the work,
mm-hmm.
job will come.
Okay.
Like, the reason why I'm not getting a job is because I'm probably not as experienced as I need to be. So if I get to a certain level, the jobs will come. I don't know how long that's going to take, but I'm just going to focus on doing what I can do because being nervous doesn't really help anyone.
Mm. My mom will love for you.
Focus on the way you can. That's how I feel right now. I was shaking my boots. But now, you know.
This is the type of mentality my mom likes. Like,
well, how did you get to this point? Just focus on the positive. Yeah. Onyeka.
Tell us your story.
Yeah.
Honestly, not to start preaching. And what
preach. Let's hear.
But it's just like my family, just having a relationship with God, like, mm-hmm. brought me a new perspective on, like, how these things work. And, you know, my parents, just talking to people, other people around me, it's also like kind of normal because when you talk to a lot of older people, they say, oh yeah, it took me a year to find a job. It took me this to find a job. Mm. It's like when you talk to other people that have gone through the same thing, you can see that your situation is not as like, you're not as stupid as you thought you were or something like that. So it's just like talk to people and do the work and something will happen eventually.
Amen.
You know,
that's inspiring.
Yeah.
You've inspired me. Because I'm very nervous.
I'm glad.
All the time.
Don't be.
I promise.
Just focus on doing what you can do.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll think about that.
This episode was for McKenna.
This episode was for me, actually. That's what I'm realizing. The whole episode was just my dilemma in life. And Onyeka was my coach. Thank you, Coach Onyeka.
At least we know it helped one person.
Anytime. Exactly. So, but McKenna, what are you feeling nervous about?
Everything. I think it's also, I'm realizing it's the kind of person that I am, where I worry a lot about the future even before it comes. And that's never a good thing. Because you're right, nervousness doesn't get you anywhere. It just uses up your energy, which you can use otherwise. So I'm like, oh, what if I don't get a job at all? What if no one ever employs me? What if I get a job, but it's the wrong job, wrong for whatever reason? Maybe it doesn't pay enough, or it doesn't make me happy, or it doesn't look impressive enough, or I go to some other backwater in America, and then I'm not able to use the bus to get anywhere, and then I'm alone. And I live among the cornfields. What if I get a job and then I want a career change halfway through, like in my 40s? Like I feel like I was at a crossroads right now and I made the wrong decision and yada yada yada. But I know, like in my head, that I shouldn't dwell on those things because they don't matter, and I can't really, like, I mean, I won't know if I've made like the wrong choice before.
Exactly.
I know, so there's no point. But I still feel these things. And yeah, I just
I mean, it's normal, like
it's normal to
be part of life. Yeah, and yeah. I just feel like the more that I'm doing life, the more that I'm learning that life is a journey. And a lot of the times we like to like focus too hard on the future and like focus on like what will go wrong because of XYZ. But it's like, even it's hard for me to do, but it's always good to like focus on the present and be very intentional in the present, because like you said, life is a journey. Some people start a career and they're like, oh, this is rubbish, and they change. Some people like don't find something for a while and then they end up finding something and they end up doing something that they're passionate about. Some people never find something that they're passionate about, but they find other ways to kind of like outside of their careers, they find other ways to make life more fulfilling for them. So I think like life is different for everybody. It's always good to like just focus on you and focus on the present, which is hard to do. Like I'm talking now, but like there are things that me too I'm scared of. Like I'm applying to graduate school and I know that it will choke me when that time comes. It will choke me because it's like, where will I end up? What school will I go to? Who's going to take me? Who's not going to take me? Right now in my head, I'm delusional that I've already gotten it. So this is how.
Congrats.
This is how I operate. but it's like, but those are things that I also like kind of worry about. Is like, what if I end up, you know, somewhere in the desert, somewhere, and hating my life? I mean, these are things that comes into an anxious mind. But yeah, it's just, I feel like you just have to focus on the present and focus on your own journey, because it's going to look different. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's possible that you might find the right thing now, but like when you're 40, you still want to change. So you can't really plan for.
Yeah. That's why I always listen to, you know, podcasts like this with people that like tell their story about like all the twists and turns they had to take to get somewhere. And it's very nice to know that, like Onyeka said, it's like, it's not just you.
Yeah.
I think people also need to just pick up back off what you are saying. Like, my friend's life is a journey. It's never too late to discover yourself. Like, I feel like at 20s, there's so much pressure, like job wise, have this career, have these kids, have this marriage. Like, you're just 20, bro. You don't know anything. No, legitimately, you haven't lived life. You actually don't know anything. So I think I hope that our generation kind of changed the narrative and allows ourselves the time and the grace to actually spend time discovering what do you want. Like, forget what society tells you to do. Like, what do you want for yourself? Like, don't put a clock on everything. Like, yes, it would be nice. Like, I told myself I'll be married by 25. That is not gonna happen. What?
You never know. It's not too late.
When I was 12, I was like, when I'm 25, I'll be married. 25 seemed like this age where, exactly. You see, like, your 20s seem like this far away age where, like, everything is just falling into place.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like you're like supposed to arrive. Like, you're supposed to arrive at a certain place. And it's like,
when I was younger. I don't think I was even thinking
about it. It's not about, like, 20s. I was just thinking that, like, when you get to a certain age in this life that like you just arrive.
Yeah.
And everything will just be standard. And it's like, oh, you have a job, you have kids. Wait, and then it's like, you're good.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, there's something so like, I don't like you fantasize so much about like what it's going to look like. Oh, I'm going to be taking trips and I have my kids, exactly. And I have my husband and XYZ, etc. But like, I feel like nobody ever feels like they've arrived. I don't think that's a thing. Unless you're like 80.
My parents
are old. She's in her 80.
I don't think you ever feel like you are, because even then, yeah, because you get to that point now and you're still saying, oh, I want my children to get married, I want them to have kids, I want to have grandkids. Exactly. It's like there's always something.
Yeah, something. You're selfish, you always want something else. Yeah. You are never satisfied.
Yeah.
My
thing.
So, so don't put so much pressure on your twins, because I just feel like there's a lot of pressure on this 20s. By your 20s, you must be a billionaire. By your 20s, are you a scammer? What do you want to do? Like, how are you going to accomplish all of this?
And 20s is not a long time.
It's not long. You get it. Before you blink like this, I remember when I turned 20 and now I'm 23.
I know, right?
I'm like, right? Where did the time go?
Exactly.
It's not a lot of time. And not a lot has happened.
And a lot happens in your 20s.
A lot has happened, but a lot has not happened.
A lot
exactly. That's how it feels. Like, a lot has happened, but a lot has not happened.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're introduced into new aspects of your life that you never saw before when you were 19, 18. Like, you enter and experience new things. So just give yourself that time and that grace to, like, you know, you don't have to have it all figured out before you turn 30. When you turn 30, you're not going to, like, life is not going to end.
You know, 30 is like
the way they make sound 30 die. Sound like you're like, yeah, working with working.
30-year-olds are actually young
people. Do you understand?
Like, they're very young. They're still very young.
Like, so don't rush yourself to accomplish everything by 29 so that when you're in your like, relax, just calm down.
So, what will not happen when you turn 30?
Do you get like, what are you going to do?
And your life will now be mundane and you'll not be looking for things
exactly.
to do. Honestly. Exactly. And honestly, I went through that period in my life, like, soon, right after graduation, like, my job hadn't started yet. So, I was just, and I hadn't started studying yet. So, my life was like, every day is just, you know, like nothing was happening. And then when I started working, it felt like nothing outside of like work life was happening. So it felt like I was in a limbo, and I was just like, I was so restless. And now I'm wishing that I got that free time back. I'm wishing that I had that extra time back.
That's what I'm trying to remember now that I don't have a job, because I know that when I get the job,
yes,
it should be another level of stress.
I also just to add, I think like the whole thing of waiting to arrive and like worrying about, oh, I don't have, what if I don't have it figured out until my third? It seems that everyone is faking that they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I keep forgetting, but that's what everyone says. So no one knows what
they're doing. Oh my God, are you guys on LinkedIn?
Unfortunately. Yeah. The worst social media of all time.
Honestly,
so
I get
boring. Like, I don't even understand. It's so boring.
Why can't I message people?
You can.
Why do I need? No, you can. I need some paid version.
You I think that's for like for you to know like when, you give your page and all those.
When you send
of.
Them like connect, send them connect requests and in that message.
I did. Then it put some weird thing. Well, we'll problem solve. But yeah, LinkedIn is weird.
I don't understand how. You know that some people have made LinkedIn like their Instagram. That's what's
that's smart, bro.
Really?
The offers that the
that's true. That's
really?
True, that's true.
I should be making posts.
Yeah, like LinkedIn. Like people need to focus on networking on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a good way to find.
Makenna
is saying you realize.
Yeah, I'm really realizing something.
There's a reason why
after we finished. Hey.
Yeah.
If you know how to use LinkedIn very well, you will succeed in life.
Yeah.
But I don't just care enough to learn. That's my biggest issue. Maybe I should do. But
should.
I hate LinkedIn. I just don't get
maybe
it.
Diga needs to learn.
You should be on LinkedIn.
Diga, come on LinkedIn very soon. We don't have job opportunity, but we'll help you.
Just make posts.
But yeah. Okay.
Do you guys have tips? I mean, Onyeka has given us a million tips.
I know that.
Onyeka has given us a picture in service.
Okay.
Oh,
I give tips. Let's hear.
Yeah, because, you know, like Simon was talking about, like, how in our 20s we focus on job, marriage, blah, 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 blah. But I think those are just, like, the fruits. Those will just be the fruits of who you have become. So focus on yourself. Like, focus on becoming hardworking. Focus on loving yourself. Focus on developing skills. Focus on just the actual character traits that will lead to the things that you want. And don't pay attention to those things, because you cannot control that. What you can control is, like, the person that you're becoming.
Who you are.
So that's what you should focus on.
Work on the tree of your life, and it will bear its fruit naturally.
Fuck.
Bring
the plug. No, but I see what you mean. That's very true.
That's also, that's something I'm learning to, like, because I used to be the I mean, I still am, but let's act like I'm not. I used to be the person that I used to, like, focus on, like, oh, what am I doing? What am I getting? What am I, like, all those kind of, like, material things. But, like, I feel like when you turn inwards and focus on, like, personal growth, it really does make your difference, make a difference in your outlook on things in general. Like, it really does when you're focusing on learning about who you are and working on that. It really does help your outlook very, very much.
Also, sometimes you have to be honest with yourself, because it could be that you're not getting something because there's something that you have to change.
Exactly.
So, like, you know, am I actually lazy? Am I actually, are my grades actually poor? You know? And that's some things that I have to improve. And then improve on that. You can. You can do it. The human mind is limitless, I think.
That was powerful. No, no, no. Just go with it. You have tips.
Makenna, do you have tips? Oh. I wasn't going to ask Simi, because what does she
Why?
Makenna, do you have tips?
I feel like I'm the one with the least experience post-grad. So we can end with me. I feel like you have some tips, no?
Well, you still have a lot. Some, like, knowledge. You have a lot to give us. Like, to younger college kids. Or maybe something that you're looking forward to.
I think you should keep your options open.
Mm.
I think you should, you know. I saw, because I'm always on YouTube. 25/8, I'm always on YouTube. And I'm always in the comments. And I remember I watched one video and someone left a comment about, a lot of people find it impressive when you achieve something very early in life. Like those kids on America's Got Talent who are like 13. But they were saying that for them, they find it more impressive when you achieve something later in life. I guess because it's, like, rarer. But also you have a lot more going on in your life when you're older. And you have, like, many things pulling you in different directions. So to do something, like, to start a business, or maybe to make, like, X amount of dollars when you're, like, you know, you have grandkids, they were like, that seems more impressive. And I just think maybe sometimes, especially our generation, we're very caught up in doing things as early as possible, in part because of, like, how it looks if we make a post, or, like, if we tell people, and, like, how impressive it seems. But you can just play the long game. You know, life is quite long. You think people say life is short, and I see it, but
hopefully
it's also, hopefully if all goes well, life can be quite long. So you can just slow down as well. Calm down. Do some meditation. Find a nice yoga video. You know? Get on a mat. Stretch a bit.
Okay.
Take care of your body. Take care of your body. Because money is nothing if you're not healthy.
If you don't lie on this podcast.
Money is nothing if you're not healthy.
No, but if you're dead, like, how you enjoy your money? You have to care of your
money. Money is nothing if you're not healthy.
Teach me something, please.
Give me your children.
Take care of your health.
Your children will try to enjoy. Somebody will enjoy that money. That money is not good to vanish.
It needs to be me who
enjoys
it.
So what about you?
But what about you that
you enjoy
money?
It when you're alive? Right?
When you're walking.
Alive
when you're
a long time to enjoy it.
When you're now walking you people make
why
it
are you really enjoying
back.
It?
How are you enjoying it?
I'm not enjoying it.
If you're at work, You have to consciously enjoy it.
Okay, if I'm at work, doesn't mean that maybe I don't have a flight after work to the Maldives.
Do you have a flight?
You have a flight after work.
Do you have a flight now to Maldives?
Your boss will just fire you.
No, I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the person you're talking about, the hypothetical person. Because you were like, oh, you blah, blah, blah. I'm saying, because you are working doesn't mean you can enjoy your money as you are making it. That's the point I'm making.
But some people work.
You can, but some people don't. That's what I'm saying.
And their health.
You have to consciously think of other things. Yeah. It's all about balance.
We are all correct. We can all enjoy our money while we make it. Make sure you enjoy your money. Don't hoard it.
Exactly.
Don't put it in a savings account because it will
lower in value. I know two people that are in savings accounts.
Oh, wait. I thought you owed. You're not talking about
savings account.
Or please you put it in the savings account and please invest.
It doesn't diminish, or is it if you put it in a checkings and it diminishes in value?
You need to
never mind. Like, please put your money in a savings account. Also, don't listen to me for financial advice.
But
enjoy
that,
your money that, while you have it, and then also take care of your body. And
the
you know,
hoarding parts. There are two people that I know off the top of my head that need that advice. She will listen to this and she will text us.
Yeah.
That's not true. Because you can die. You will be all right.
I think we need to find a happy balance.
You have to think about the future. Yeah.
You can't just hoard and you can't.
I feel
just
like it's
spend.
All about balance. It really is about balance.
That's for sure. Because
what's your advice
for what?
For
tips now.
What have you been talking about?
Oh, sorry. Don't be angry. I'm talking about
this bed that you're on. This bed.
No, I'm talking about a lot. So I want to know what topic we're giving the tip on.
Okay.
Think, honestly, my tip, I feel like just try. Because I think for me, when I was applying, I was in my head a lot. Because a lot of these companies that sponsor international students are big companies. And I was just like, why would they accept me? Like, who am I? Like, and that's valid, but like in that time and space, I was like, is it not imposter syndrome? Because it's and I was just like, I was just like, they wouldn't accept me. Like, even when I got the job I have now, I mean, I know God played a big role in me, but like, I couldn't believe because I was like, why the hell would this company pick me? Like, I don't have, I'm not their typical employer. I'll be employee, sorry. Like, I don't fit into, I don't fit into their aesthetic. I really don't. And I felt like I didn't fit into a lot of like corporate America's aesthetic. And I still kind of feel like that way, but like, so I would say like, don't be in your head too much. Like, at the end of the day, one company, and it's not also about you trying to fit, like, be right for that company. That company also has to be right for you. Because I think we're all always focused on, oh, this company wants me, this company wants me. But also, like, that company might not be good for you. There's some companies that are really, 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 really good, but they don't fit your own aesthetic.
Yeah.
So also think about it that way. Like, yes, they're paying you and all that, but, like, you also have to... It's very, very important to feel comfortable at your job. Because you're there more than you're at home.
Yeah.
So if you don't like where you work, so you're fucked. Like, it's over. Because you're going to be unhappy. So it's really, 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 really important. So those are, I guess those are two tips, right?
But
yeah.
Didn't you just say in the beginning of this podcast that you don't have to love what you
do? You don't have to love what you do, but that's different from being comfortable.
Enjoy it.
Like, yeah.
I hate my life.
Yeah.
You know, there's a healthy balance, though.
Exactly.
It's all about balance.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to love every second of your job, but you shouldn't go into work dreading, like, fuck, I hate it. Like, are you even comfortable to even open your mouth and talk? Like,
you're sweating.
Literally, like,
you're shaking.
You need that's bad. Yeah.
If that's where you are, I advise you to get on LinkedIn, look at some other options, make some money, and leave. But don't keep yourself there if you can get out, if it's possible, and you can work towards it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Lots of good things. Lots of good advice.
My life would don't have a savings account. I literally just don't have your money.
See, you guys, I actually need some like financial education. I really do.
You and me both.
Because I mean, I'm saving money, but like, I feel like I should be doing something. I should be maybe investing in real estate. You know, like something,
something big so that by the time I'm, you know, 30, I'm a billionaire. Like,
but you can also, I know there was one video I watched one day where it's at our age in your 20s, your biggest investment is really yourself. So go take a course, you know, go learn a skill, go learn a language.
I want to learn how to swim.
Go learn how to swim.
Shame.
That's a big investment. There we go.
Yeah, I think people that can swim have so much fun in life. I feel like.
Thank you.
Stop.
They really do know. Have you watched all these videos, all these people that surf, all these people that jet ski, all this fun, you know, high energy stuff?
That'll be one day. Okay. Very soon.
It's okay.
It's never too late.
That's true. Yeah. Never say never.
Never. Oh my goodness. My friend said, calm down. I almost started singing, baby, calm down. I had to roll my mouth.
I was about to start singing. I said, please, let me just respect myself.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying
your tip about.
Oh, what are you going to say?
Sorry, continue. I was just saying, Simi's tip about like feeling imposter syndrome is very important for like uni students. Because I feel like people need, like, people should be more intentional about getting internships. And I think the biggest reason why people don't do it is because they just assume, they just count themselves out and don't try. So, like, actually try. Because even the internship that I got, I also felt like I wasn't qualified. And I technically wasn't, but...
Oh, that doesn't matter. You got it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you never know. They will trust you, apply. I say apply. Hire you.
Yeah.
So just try. Like, actually try. Because getting that experience would help you figure out. The more experience you have, the more you know what you want and what you don't want. So don't let that, like, don't let imposter syndrome stop you from getting the experience that you need.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, sorry, Florence, what are you about to say?
Nah, it was totally off topic. I was just talking about like Rema's new song D&D. That's on repeat right now.
D&D. I like Red Potion.
I've never heard the song.
It's so good. It's really good. It's that's why now my phone has to be on Do Not Disturb forever. Nobody should.
Florence, your phone is already always on Do Not Disturb. So please don't use Rema as an excuse. Don't use Rema as an excuse.
No, but that song is good. It's fine. It makes me feel powerful. I could put you on D&D.
That's crazy.
Nice one.
I mean, what are you guys listening to? Olika, what are you listening to?
I am listening to the High School Musical soundtrack. Lemonade Mouth soundtrack.
What is it on this podcast with High School Musical? This is the second time. This is the third time. I don't know what's wrong with us. Okay.
Because it's good. Like,
I agree.
When something is good, it's good.
And you know, it'll never be bad. I hope so.
Exactly. Yeah. What are you guys listening to?
I cannot listen to. I've already seen my own
D&D. What am I listening to? I've listened to Red Potion many times. Also on the same EP. I shouldn't say I don't like. I listened to the Pink Panthers album once. And I'm listening to like some songs again. But I haven't listened to the whole album a second time. Those are my highlights. When I'm late for class and I just need to pick music. So.
Cool.
How about you?
Last thing I listened to was this, my favorite rap duo in Nigeria. Well, they're not my favorite unofficial rap duo. Bulge and Butter released an EP, so I was listening to that. But a song that I've listened to.
Bulge and Butter.
Bulge is different from Ajay Butter. Bulge is a different, yeah, two different people, but they're not in a band together, but they sing together. So they release joint projects. So this is their third one. It's really good. And then I listened to, but a song I've listened to nonstop is Blood on the Dance Floor. That Odumodu Black, please come on this podcast. I just want to ask you a question. Because what did he put in that song? Did he put crack?
Blood on the Dance Floor. I don't know if I've heard it.
You
don't know Odumodu?
The guy is always shouting.
Is it the one that is the one that sang that I go back, I go jiggy jiggy. Something like that. You know, I don't know the lyrics, so but she's something like that. Something like that.
Declan Rice. I feel like that might be one of the most popular songs. But... yeah, that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, and I think I'm getting into him. I'm also getting into Shally Poppy these days. I don't know.
I love Shally Poppy. See, Faye told me I'm Raz because I like Shally Poppy, and now I'm coming for Faye on this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Faye said I'm Raz, and Shally Poppy just
really like, mean, I'm he's kind of Shally Poppy.
Thank you.
I understand the Raz part, but it's just like sometimes, like, because he doesn't say anything meaningful on the songs, he really doesn't. But it's good. It's a good vibe. I'm not going to lie. All these Elon Musk boys,
bye, bye, body, BTC, body.
I was like, yes, I also love this.
I'll go listen.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, thank you. It's you and me. If you guys make another playlist, we'll listen.
Okay.
It's true. We need to make another playlist.
I'm waiting patiently.
The playlist, we're thinking of doing like a not holiday vibe, because we're not going to put All I Want for Christmas Is You. No, that's not going to happen. So let's shut that down right now. Sorry, Makena. Yeah.
But if you want to do something related, maybe we can.
Yeah, what are you going to put?
Like Christmas. The feeling of, like, for songs that remind you of like that time, put, but not All I Want for Christmas Is
it's
You.
It's the most beautiful time of the year.
That's no, it's just Christmas music.
Yeah, I'm confused.
No. We're not necessarily putting Christmas music. We're putting
songs that something give like, the vibe of the holidays.
Okay, like, they have nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah, for example, this song, Mad Over You. I didn't realize that song. It reminds me of December 27.
But that's you.
Like, baby girl.
It has to be a general holiday mood thing, not like specific to you.
We are telling people this is the playlist that reminds us.
Oh, it's for you. Oh,
yeah.
We're making it based off our own experience for you guys to experience.
But you don't need to experience Mariah Carey.
No. She's everywhere. By November 1st, she already said,
milk.
Not for real.
And milk.
Do you think she'll be able to be queen of Christmas forever, like till the end of time?
Yes. Every Christmas, everywhere starts. Everywhere.
She's already been
radio.
She's already been
in queen. Talking about in the 90s or is it the 2000s?
I don't even know. Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm not sure.
Every movie, every Christmas movie.
Exactly.
To today.
She's here to stay. Someone weird will dethrone her. One of these mambo rappers.
Honestly, to shock you people.
It's not possible. She's the queen.
It's not possible.
It'll be an AI.
I don't think it's possible. I'll be surprised.
AI Beatles new Christmas song.
Oh my gosh. So I know that you guys said that you don't feel, Makena feels pressure again, Onyeka doesn't. But I mean, both of you are from African homes, Onyeka being Nigerian, Makena Kenyan. And like, I haven't experienced this personally because I haven't. But do you guys feel like, because from what I've seen, and it, just a little experience on my part with this, like when you get older, like you are, there's this expectation for you to start taking care of your parents, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, obviously, I'm going to provide their every need, but depending on what your family dynamics are, but like, there's that expectation of when you reach a certain age, like when you finish college, majority of the time, you're expected to graduate a job, start taking care of your parents, help them retire if they haven't retired, whatever, and just, you know, settle them down and kind of handle their finances. I'm like, you becoming their provider, basically. So, with that being in existence, has that affected, like, do you constantly think of that, like, oh, if I don't have a job, I can't do this thing that is already expected of me? Or is that not even, like, at the back of your mind at the moment at all?
Should I go first, Makena? Do you want to go first?
What do you want to do?
I can go. When you people are deciding all these things, I'll go. But I was like, I think for me it's both. For me it's both. Because I mean, I've not really gotten to a point in my career where I'm like, this is my career yet. So I think I could talk about that. I feel like I want my mom to retire and I want to be able to take care of her. So I'm kind of like, oh, I'm delaying things a little bit because I'm taking a gap year and whatnot, or two gap years. So there's a little bit of that pressure because I want to be able to get to a point where, like, I can be able to take care of somebody, because that has always been, like, on my mind even growing up pretty early on. but at the same time, like, I was like, I'm a baby, you know. I'm still a baby. And I'm enjoying their money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mine is, it's in the back of my head, but not that much. What I'm thinking about now is the faster I get a job that allows me to support myself, the earlier that they don't have to support me anymore. Mm. So first it's like taking that pressure off of them, so they can focus on themselves and also my younger siblings. And then in the back of my head, I have, at some point I definitely will have to take care of them or at least help them with life. But I don't think about that actively when I'm job searching. The only time that I've started to worry about it, like, in the past year was, okay, I feel like now you guys can tell I watch a lot of YouTube videos, but I watched another YouTube video sometime in this semester about how it's become increasingly harder for people our generation to make more money than their parents did because of the economy. I think it was very, like, American-centered. Okay. So it wasn't about, like, absolutely every place in the world right now. But just how, like, because of the economy and, like, how cost of living is rising, it's a lot harder for you to make more than your parents did when they had you. So I'm kind of like, if that complicates, like, my ability to support someone besides myself. And it's kind of, I feel like I also had a conversation with someone else about what if it reaches the point where I'm kind of like mid-age, maybe like, or maybe even like 30s, like 30s, 40s. And I'm thinking, if I have kids, will I be able to support my parents the older they get? Do I have to pick one or the other one? Because kids are expensive. And it's like taking care of anyone, whether it's kids or your parents, the older they become, or maybe you have siblings who are depending on you or other family members. So I kind of have that in the back of my head, but like as a small concern for now. Whereas the bigger concern is getting a job so that I can support myself, so my parents don't have to support me so much.
Yeah, being able to take care of my parents is something that I think about, but it's not something that I worry about because I know that I will get a job eventually. And it's also like I have older brothers, so it's not like the pressure is not on me. But I don't think that they feel that pressure either, because we're all just like quite confident that, you know, it's just only a matter of time.
I love this, your energy. Give me some.
Thank you.
No, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. I just started my job, so yeah.
But you have to.
And I'm also not.
Take care of yourself.
I'm the dead, so they have to be positive for me. The pressure is definitely less, but like here and there, like even while I was in college, like I guess for me, I like spoiling my parents because I feel like they suffered a lot for us to be able to have the education we got. So like even little thing like, oh, my daddy want this shoe, even though I'm just like, this guy, you don't need this shoe. But I was just like, okay, can I have this shoe? So like for me, taking care of them doesn't necessarily mean like you have to pay all their bills now, because like I don't have the capacity to do that. But like if it's little things that I can get for them or do for them that would put a smile on their face or give them some ease, I'm willing to do that. Well, I've got to a point where I'm able to do that by the special grace of God. But I definitely don't feel that pressure of like, oh, you have to.
I don't think I feel that either, because I'm the last, so.
Yeah, I definitely don't feel that.
How many siblings do you have?
Me?
Florence.
I have six before me and seven.
Wow. So you have like cushion upon cushion upon cushion.
Yeah. That's
nice.
But thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you, McKenna. And you guys, I really hate the fact that when I'm like, I always say, oh my God, I hate it so much. I need to change. There's something I want to change.
Yeah, stop
doing that. But, anyways, thank you, McKenna and Onyeka, for coming.
Anytime.
And
thank
we hope
you
guys
so
enjoyed
much.
You're
the
welcome.
Episode.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Make sure you send us a DM with the link in our Instagram bio and follow us on Instagram at the GGetPodcast. Or GGetPod, sorry. And make sure you like and review the episode on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to this podcast, honestly. Yeah. And yeah, we'll see you guys soon.
Peace and love. Yeah. McKenna and Onyeka, come back.
We will.
Stop. Season three. Stop. Thank you. Thank you.
See you back. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.